We have two more storytellers tonight. This next gentleman coming to the stage is a producer on shows I'm sure you've seen. He produced for Blind Date. He produces for a show called Food Paradise. He's an Emmy Award-winning writer for a show called When Ben Stein's Money. But these are not how I came to this gentleman. I first found him through a podcast called Rock Solid, which is a sweet podcast about music. Like I said, there's a lot of people with excellent taste in the audience tonight. I hope I did you all well. And then he produced a podcast called The Ketchup, which is a 52-week serial podcast that combined like music discovery with like a post-apocalyptic society where the dude wakes up and all he has is a computer with songs on it, and he uses songs to like jar his memories of who he was before the apocalypse, and it was super fucking great. And with that said, this is Mr. Gary Lucy.
Far too kind. Wow. Man, I am about to orally transmit some science to you fools. It is time. Oh, man. Thank you so much. If you are the only one who believes something, they call it a delusion or a fantasy. But if you can get one other person to believe it, then it starts to become real. And Eric believes that I am still in show business, and that's all that counts. So that means it's so. It is so. Couple points of historical interest for the music nerds that are here and for the out-of-town kids. We're right next door to the Elliott Smith figure eight mural right here. Get a picture right there. And so I got my Elliott gear. We're about a couple blocks this way at the corner of Silver Lake and Sunset is Silver Sun Liquors, where Silver Sun Pickups took their name. So be sure to get a picture over there. And Jim Morrison jacked off right there. Right there! There's a star! But, I was so excited that the theme was the grind, because it dials right into two things that I love to think about. Impermanence, the temporary nature of all things, and also the mystery of what happened to all the organ grinders. They're gone! For generations, organ grinding, it was a mainstay of, independent entertainment culture that, of which you guys are all fans of, because you're like at this show, and then it disappeared. And, Hemingway has a great, phrase for this about how things, like, go away, like, it happened gradually and then suddenly. Like, by the time you realize it was happening, it was too late to do anything about it. And that's kind of what happened to the organ grinders. But let me back up. Okay, so if you don't know, an organ grinder, this was it ran from about late 19th century all the way up to like the 60s. And if you were an Italian-American gentleman, don't want to stereotype, but it was Italians mostly, and you didn't want to go into the family plumbing business with your brother. I want to be in the show business, but I got no talent. Back then, there was no podcasting to get into, so at that time, the show business job with the lowest bar of entry was organ grinding. And if you don't know what it is, you would buy this box. It was a music box, and you would it had like it was a monopod. It had a long stick. You'd go down to the corner. You'd bring your box down to the corner, and you would grind. No, you would grind. It was like a ding da ding da ding da ding da ding da ding da ding. That's not the whole show though. The exciting part about an organ grinder is his little helper was always a monkey. He'd have a little monkey like on a leash, like tied to the organ, and often wearing a little brocaded vest to match his impresario, and he'd have a little cup and you'd tip him. So for 70 years, every major city, they had organ grinders, and now they're gone, which means as a society, at some point, we got tired of monkeys? What? How did that happen? This has been a great show, and there's a little bit more left of it, but there ain't going to be no monkeys on this show. What if there was? You would say, how was that show? It was fantastic. There was a little monkey. He shook my hand. It was great. So if it's scientifically impossible to get tired of monkeys, what happened to all the organ grinders? Well, was it an economic thing? Did they get like priced out of the business? Americans have always had plenty of discretionary income for street performers. In good times and bad. And in fact, in bad times, it's even more. Like today, you go down a Third Street promenade, there's like those, 11-member dance troops. They do one routine. They get like a big Home Depot bucket full of 20s. You know, you've seen that. You were in one. So it wasn't the economics of it. And besides, organ grinding, it's not about the money. It's about the music. It's about the monkeys, but it's about the music too, kind of. Was it a legal thing? Was it a cultural shift? Did we like, was there new laws that came out where we thought, maybe this isn't, the most dignified way that we can treat Italian Americans. Maybe they should, or monkeys, maybe they should do something else. Giuseppe, you gotta take it easy with the organ grinding. We're trying to elevate the race and, you know, we've got the Godfather thing here. Maybe just like, I think I could get you a modeling job for a, there's a new pizza place. They need a model for their menus. Can you make an okay sign? Good. Okay. That's it. You're hired. So it wasn't that. And then I think, well, what, like it kind of wound down in the mid 60s. What was happening in America in the mid 60s? Well, the Beatles showed up. So I can imagine there's a group of teenagers, you know, they're on the corner enjoying the car drives by, she loves you, yeah, yeah. What's that? And they all like that. Gradually, then suddenly, it happened. Organ grinding was done. But no, so it wasn't the Beatles. But then I remembered what else was happening in the mid-60s in America. And it was our escalation of involvement in the Vietnam War. And you probably saw the documentary about the Tunnel Monkeys of Coochie, who would go through. A lot of them were drafted, and that's where a lot of our monkeys went to Vietnam, and they never made it home. Up here, they may have never made it home. They were back, but why are you no dance anymore? But it just happens. That's all that happens. Things change. You know, our tastes change. And showbiz with monkeys can be a grind. All showbiz can be a grind. Being the host of The Grind can be a grind. Do you guys remember that? Are you old enough for that? Probably not. Just barely, a little bit. All right. That was our that was the after school dance program in the early 90s on MTV, hosted by Eric Nies, one of the original Real Worlders. And first couple months, I'm sure, I was like, yeah, we get paid to party. They did 1,400 episodes of that motherfucker. You know, by about 900, he's like, oh, my God. I got so many workout video ideas that I want to get to. I need challenges, man. But here's something interesting about The Grind that, you see old clips of, like, Soul Train or American Bandstand or something. It's like a party. It's like, yeah, it was like a happening, like a communal event. But you watch some, like, Grind clips, and everyone's kind of, like disaffected and kind of in their own world and things like that. Here's what happened. Halfway through the run, this is absolutely true, like, MTV moved to the 1515 Broadway place where they would tape it. And there was like very strict noise policies in that building. So they literally taped it with no music and dubbed it in. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. So kids would just be like, just everybody was doing their own thing and they would dub it in. So, that was, oh shit. So I was, how great would it have been if like, you know, like, chief, it isn't working. There's no chemistry. The kids are just doing this. And, they would have looked out the window there. 15 floors down and saw a little organ grinder. Bring that guy up! Ding, 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 ding. Just grinding it. That would have been great. Anyway, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the program. Thank you.
Gary, thank you so much. That was a real treat for me.